I took a job at the National Cancer Institute. I was under the direction of Frank Rossetti. I isolated HIV from blood and saliva, confirming Dr. Luc Montagnier's earlier isolation and description of HIV as a possible causative agent of AIDS. When Frank Rossetti was out of town, I received a call from Dr. Fauci, and he demanded that I give him our manuscript on the isolation and confirmation of HIV while it was still in press. I refused to do that because it's unethical. These manuscripts are confidential and only authors can give him a copy. He's threatened to fire me for insubordination, but still I refused. It's unethical. When Frank Rossetti returned a few weeks later, he gave the manuscript to Dr. Fauci, and Dr. Fauci purposely delayed the publication of our manuscript in order that his crony, Dr. Robert Gallo, could copy our work and submit a competing manuscript and get it into press before ours. This delayed the development of testing and spread the HIV epidemic through the world, killing millions. In 2006, I co-founded and developed the first Neuroimmune Disease Institute to study the cause and treatments of chronic fatigue syndrome. Then in 2011, our research strongly suggested that it entered the human virome through a contaminated blood supply and vaccines. We recognized that this mouse retrovirus was causing an alarming national health crisis. That is, if the blood supply and the vaccines were heavily contaminated with mouse retroviruses of many strains. What Tony Fauci, Ian Lipkin, and Harold Varmus did was pressure me to be silent and withdraw our manuscript. I refused again. When I refused to be silent, Dr. Fauci stepped in and ordered that my computers and notebooks be confiscated and orchestrated the retraction of our science paper. He then removed all of my funding and prevented me from getting a job in government research from 2012 forward.